The new report is the first to pull together years of research on pollinator species decline. 40 scientists from 6 countries worked on the project, organized by the Insect Pollinators Initiative of the United Kingdom, or IPI. The new meta-analysis finds that among the major threats to pollinating insects, intensive land use, climate change, the spread of alien species and disease, no single factor alone is responsible for their population declines. Adam Van Bergen is an ecologist with the Britain-based Center for Ecology and Hydrology. He was the science coordinator on the IPI-led review.
And what we are beginning to see is that it's likely that there's a combination of these effects that are driving the declines in these insects. And in some cases, they may be combining in subtle ways that exacerbate the overall negative effect.
Van Bergen says more research must be done on this complex interplay across a vast scale, from genetics to worldwide ecosystems.
We need to launch a whole suite of studies that are looking at subtle interactions between, say, land use change and its impacts on the resources that insects rely on, and how that can affect interactions with disease organisms or with exposure to pesticides. That would be one example.
The ecologist says there's also a need to document carefully how climate change affects the insect's ability to adapt to a warmer world.
Because there's evidence now accumulating that impacts from these different pressures hit these insects at different levels of biological organization. So you'll have some pressures that will be damaging, for example, the brain function of individual insects, and you'll have other pressures that will be perhaps affecting the ability of species to move in landscapes or indeed their range across continents.
Van Bergen says that learning how to protect pollinators from these environmental pressures will require a multidisciplinary scientific effort, and farmers, policymakers, and industry will need to collaborate on programs to conserve these important species.
We need to come together really to try and set the appropriate framework to enable strategic planning at a landscape scale. That's going to be important if we're going to devise the appropriate sort of habitat networks to help support these insects in order to buffer them really against effects such as climate change and local effects such as pesticide impacts.
The IPI analysis also calls for reevaluating common pesticide risks and developing new treatments for insect disease.
What we really need to do is just try and build a more sympathetic approach to integrate practices that are able to lessen some of these impacts and to support the biodiversity that provides these important ecosystem services to humankind.
The study is published in the journal Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.